Hello, welcome to the Monday, March 14th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Orlando, Florida. If you're running Linux systems, you may have heard of Docker by now. Docker is a system that allows you to encapsulate an application and its dependencies into one package that then runs sort of in its own container on a system, somewhat isolated from the rest of the system. So this has security advantages, but also advantages to distribute applications. Now, Jim ran into an issue where he had a system with Docker compromised. And then, of course, the question comes along, how do you do proper forensics on such a system? It's not like a virtual machine where you just image the virtual machine. So really, you have to look at this Docker application and the rest of the system as well. Jim put together a couple of initial findings that he came across with respect to memory forensics and Docker, but he very much looks for feedback. So if anybody else ran into this issue where you had to do forensics on a system running Docker, would be nice to get your feedback as to what you found helpful in particular when it came to Docker-specific artifacts. And if you're using a Samsung laptop, you probably want to make sure that you update the Samsung Update application. This application does download updates over HTTP, not HTTPS, and the XML that's being transmitted in the clear just has a simple field whether or not to actually check the integrity of the file that's then being executed by the laptop. So an attacker with a man-in-the-middle attack could very easily sneak in any arbitrary file, turn off the verification, and with that execute arbitrary code on your laptop. Now, how do you update an update application like that? I would recommend over a trusted internet connection. So hopefully, if you are attending Sands Orlando here, you did this before connecting to the hotel network. And FishMe did an interesting analysis looking into where some of the crypto ransomware emails are coming from. Now, they started out in part by looking at some of the images that came with the crypto ransomware to figure out if there's any EXIF data, and turns out that at least the time zone matched Ukraine in one example, Russia in another example, and then they engaged in email conversations with the attackers, trying to figure out more and more details about it. Looks like in one case, they got a pretty good ID of the hacker, so probably a name of the person behind this piece of ransomware. Overall, of course, not a big surprise that they trace back to the Ukraine and Russia. And bug bounty platform HackerOne released details about an interesting vulnerability in image sharing site Imgur. Essentially, the vulnerability is a server-side request forging. Now, there is not a lot of talk about these vulnerabilities, which is why I think I want to expand a little bit on it here. It essentially relates to a web server connecting to another web server, and the user or attacker can manipulate the URL that's being connected to. In this particular case, the site was essentially downloading an image from a web server. The user controls the web server the image comes from, but also the URL was not very well validated. So with that, I can now trick the Imgur web server to send requests not just to web servers actually, but also to other servers, like, for example, in this case, mail servers. So essentially, you can trick the web server to send spam on your behalf. In addition, there are other things that you can do with this kind of vulnerability. For example, in this case, SSH was also possible. So you could, for example, figure out what SSH libraries are being used by the web server and maybe even attack them as they're reaching out to your malicious SSH server. So while Imgur fixed this particular vulnerability, if you in your own application are reaching out to other websites, take a look at this vulnerability to see if you can learn anything from it for your application. And well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.